Paddy finished 1-1 there. Looked for a long period at Aaron Kelly's 5th minute penalty. He was going to give you the one there, but John Sandyfield with a half volley there, 5 minutes from time, you know, split the spoils. But listen, it was probably just important you just didn't lose today.
No, after Christmas, as it says in Donegal newspaper this week, the first game after Christmas is always a funny game. We came for a point. And we got a point, so we're happy.
There's two sides that were unbeaten. I think you said 7 from 7 before the day. They were 5-1s and 1-1. I mean, very competitive there, and you both end up cancelling each other out. It probably wasn't the spectacle that we all hoped and wanted, but listen, I mean, you get those kind of games, especially this time of year.
Yeah, definitely. There was a strong one there as well, and we played 2-1, as in we sat in the second half and we tried to defend our 1-goal lead. They got a lucky break and got a goal. Last kick of the game, keeper made a brilliant save for Kyle McCrenn that could have won us the game. That's what was in it. I think a draw is a fair result.
Listen, it's the first points you've dropped this year, but as you were telling me there last week, it is very, very early days. And you look at that there table there, we're talking about Kildrum, you know, they only had 4 games played before the day. And there's a lot of football to be played this year, you know, this year's season, and we're not even at the halfway point. But I'm sure, regardless, I mean, probably pretty content with Capri's form to date.
Oh, definitely. Our target is to go to the halfway, which is next week, unbeaten. We're still there, and that's our target, realistically. So we could be without Dean O'Donnell. It would be a massive miss because he got sent off. But we go again next week. We go back to training this week. It was hard over the Christmas to get everybody together. So I'm happy with 1 point.
It looked like you were going to grind out that there 3, but that there fantastic half volley there, 5 minutes from time, John Sandylands. He caught her sweetly there on the edge of the box. Probably pretty disappointing, because when he's got to that stage, even though he's might not deserved it, he's probably loved to have dug in there and hung on for those 3 points.
Yeah, we're sitting very deep, but it was coming. It was a matter of time. To be honest, I thought Rab had a great shot to deflect it. Keeper couldn't see it, he says there. But against Pancrana here in the Cup, Kilmacrenn scored 1 or 2 goals like that from the edge of the box. We had worked on that. Dean O'Donnell was the man supposed to be at the edge of the box. He was gone. So, you know, what can you do?
It's tight and it's claustrophobic there at the top of the table. You know, we already talked about yourself, Kilmacrenn, and you see this Kildrum creeping up there too. I mean, it's going to be a very interesting, you know, title race after Christmas, you know, heading in down that there home straight when we get to the final third of the season.
Oh, 100%. Like as I said before, we played KGU before Christmas. We won 2-0, but they're a very good side. Donegal Town, Kildrum, Castle Finn, Drumkeen, they're all good sides, and everybody will beat everybody and take points off everybody. You know, Drumkeen, Our Cranford as well, we have to go there next week. It's one of the hardest places to go in the league, so take nothing for granted. These away games, you have a point going. If you get a point going home, you're happy.
And we're here at the Letterkenny Community Centre. I mean, the artificial surface, I mean, how do you find that there?
Well, we have a new Astro ourselves in Capri, so we have been training on Astro. We played a friendly convoy over the Christmas. It was on grass, but it got the cobwebs off, and it helped us for today, I think.